after a lot of consultation and prayer and study, that the time had come for us to put the Episcopal residence on Oakland Avenue, on the market.
The bishop's residence, designed by E.B. Green and built in 1928, was acquired by the diocese in 1952. Proceeds from its sale will be put into the Independent Reconciliation and Compensation Program, formed to review and compensate victims of alleged child sexual abuse by clergy. Bishop Malone says the sale should demonstrate they are serious about confronting their crisis. They just don't know how much they'll raise.
And it will need to be appraised. It has not been appraised for some time, I'm told. And so that may take some time. I don't know how that works in real estate. But we hope there'll be some immediate interest.
Bishop Malone will soon relocate to a former convent house at St. Stanislaus Parish. It's located in the city's Broadway Fillmore neighborhood, and it's best known as the Mother Church of Buffalo's Polish and Polish-American communities.
I've wondered about that for some time, whether it would be a good thing to be over there where things are changing so much. There are some encouraging signs with the central terminal, we hope, and other things like that. And new peoples, immigrants and others coming in, a lot of diversity. And still, it's the heart of Buffalo's Polonia, with which I have a good relationship. So for all those reasons, believe it or not, I'm looking forward to this change.
The bishop's residence is one of two properties Malone announced will be going up for sale. The Sheehan Residence for Retired Priests at Linwood Avenue and Utica Street is also going on the market, and the priests living there will move to other diocesan retirement homes. The money raised from that sale, though, will not go toward the ICRP, but instead will support medical benefits for retired priests. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.